listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Complained about noise is now in custody. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers.
Accused killer Francisco Oropesa's time on the run ending with an anonymous call at 5:15 p.m. local time Tuesday. About an hour after that call came in, officers descending on the home belonging to an Oropesa family member. Border Patrol, Texas State Troopers, and U.S. Marshals went inside. It marked the end of an urgent manhunt that began late Friday. Authorities now hoping his arrest brings relief.
A shooting at a school in Serbia's capital of Belgrade has left 8 children and a security guard dead. Police say a 14-year-old student brought his father's gun to school and opened fire. Members of the Writers Guild are on strike, fighting for better residual payments and work guarantees in the age of streaming. This is ABC News. Drug overdose deaths sharply up over the last several years. ABC's Lionel Moise has the latest.
Overdose deaths linked to fentanyl have skyrocketed 279% between 2016 and 2021, according to federal data. The National Center for Health Statistics National Vital Statistics System looked at death certificate records. There was an increase from 5.7 deaths per 100,000 people to 21.6 deaths per 100,000. Data also showed an increase in overdoses linked to other drugs, but nowhere near the levels of fentanyl.
An investigation underway after someone handed over money tainted with some sort of substance at a bank in Newark, New Jersey. 3 workers had to be hospitalized. And a great-grandmother from France has her sights set on next year's Olympics. Organizers are planning to open the race up to non-elite runners. And if she can get in, it would be the 60th marathon for 83-year-old Barbara Humbert. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. University Wisconsin Health and Unity Point Health Meritor are ending their mask requirements. Unity Point says the public health environment surrounding the coronavirus is getting better. Republican lawmakers are taking 545 of Governor Evers' state budget proposals off the table. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee took the first votes on the spending plan yesterday. Senator Dewey Strobel says non-fiscal items like free school lunch and Brewer Stadium maintenance don't belong in the spending plan.
When you go from a $7 billion surplus to a $4 billion deficit in 2 years, that's just crazy.
The budget debate is expected to play out for several more weeks. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night 3-2. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
V VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The man accused of gunning down five people in Texas after they complained about...
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Let me go back and do that again. Good morning and welcome to a sun-drenched morning on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. Was I right about the sun-drenched morning, man?
You were right about the sun. The sky is blue.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been in here talking about just the fact that it's been so dreary over the last couple weeks. And, man, all is right when the sun is out, right?
It's at least heading in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about for the next week, man, we're going to be where we should be, above 60. And... 60 is going to be like, man, a heat wave.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. And I want to welcome back to the show my colleague Don Brown. Good morning to you, Don. How you doing, man?
Top of the morning, Earl. I'm doing great, thanks. Always glad to be here.
Yeah, man, listen, I wanted to talk about this right off the bat. You've got young children. And yes. How old are your children?
Our oldest is 19, second oldest is 18, third oldest is 17, and our youngest just turned 13.
Okay, so this is more focused on, I guess I would say, the 13-year-old.
Yep.
And maybe you can include the 17 to 19-year-olds, but it's talking about the mental health issues with children today.
Yeah.
Which runs the gambit. Of it doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter the economic reality of it. The American children are suffering mental health crises like we've never seen before.
Couldn't agree more.
You got any idea why?
Well, I was listening to you and your discussions with Calvin yesterday and your guest, and certainly we're competing with a lot of electronics and a lot more... there's a lot more policing or monitoring parents surrounding that. I think that that's a contributing factor. I think that when you have two parents working, that family unit that you and I grew up with is much harder. And with kids involved in so much, I mean, the youth sports, it's good to see the kids getting more involved. There's really no time to get in trouble. But there's also maybe not enough time. Maybe we're not spending enough time kind of nourishing the soul of our children.
So youth sports was always there because even, during my time, there was always opportunities for youth sports.
Yeah, but in our day, it was like Little League, you had maybe 12 games in a two-month season. A lot of times after school, it was that backyard game you put together, whatever the sport was. Now it's like, you know, my daughter's in select softball. It's a year-round commitment. There's practices. I mean, it's such a big part of their lives. And so there's not like, they used to say kids should be bored in the summer. There's really no time for that anymore because of all the stuff that the kids are in.
Well, so let me say this, that I think that part of it is we don't give kids a chance to be kids.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Calvin, I want you to join in the conversation. You know, having run a youth football program for 20 years and watching parents and the stress and pressure that they put on children, you know, has kind of added to the stress that children have to deal with. Calvin, you want to, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I personally didn't. I mean, I just played basketball in high school, and I didn't take it too seriously.
Right. But you have seen.
No, but I had some friends in high school. Like, I had one buddy who played select baseball from 12 to 17, and by the time he was 17, he had a rotator cuff surgery and multiple knee surgeries. So I think Don's point about overdoing it in terms of like not just like rec sports and high school sports are one thing, but when you add additional club sports on top of that, and it just becomes where sports are more than school or being a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, my sons, when they were young, played sports. And they weren't in all these other things, traveling and doing all those things. And that works for some. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work for all. It adds additional pressure to families. And some families aren't in a position to deal with it. You know, for families that are stable enough, yes. But I was kind of the kind of guy who was anti-AAU because I saw, when I was running my sports league, yeah, because I saw the impact of bringing that pressure, mm-hmm, on children. You only get to be a child once. And I do know that it does give the kids who are strong enough to deal with that, and the families that are strong enough to deal with that, yeah, a positive experience. But many of the people aren't equipped to deal with that kind of stress and pressure,
right,
that is put on children at far too young an age.
Yeah, and you have a lot of parents that are reliving their youth vicariously through their kids.
No
and,
question.
And you know, and they want to get a scholarship, and you'd be amazed the amount of influence parents have on coaches. Like, that just did not exist in our day. I mean, it existed to a degree, but it was frowned upon.
So
now it's like everybody's like.
So let me respond to that this way.
Yeah.
As a guy who ran a league with 30 football teams and 800 children.
Yeah.
I told coaches, if you allow parents to put pressure on you,
mm-hmm,
that's on you.
Yeah.
It's a poor coach.
Yeah.
Who allows the parent,
sure,
to control him or her, because the truth of the matter is,
yeah,
when you have the parent's child,
right,
that gives you the leverage.
Sure.
It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
Because if you've got all these parents and you allow them to put stress and pressure on you,
yeah,
you got it wrong.
Yeah. You know, and that's the problem, too, is that these parents are writing checks.
Well,
and they put that pressure on.
Well, I didn't,
yeah,
care.
And so,
okay,
yeah.
So
and you shouldn't. You're right. It's just, unfortunately, remember Tim Russert used to say that parents don't have the teacher's back.
So just because
so the kids can do nothing wrong.
Just because parents are writing checks, then there's something wrong with the system.
Totally.
That says, well, you know, Don Brown is writing these checks, so we're gonna dance to his beat.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what you said is true. That does exist. But the impact of what that does to children, I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, it's entitlement.
So, well, I'm saying the stress that you put on children. I would tell parents and coaches, you're screaming and yelling at a child who's 8 years old playing tackle football.
Yeah.
And he's out there because you put him out there.
Yeah.
And he misses a block, and you and the coach goes nuts. And what kind of stress do you think that is on a baby?
Too much for a young child. Equipment? Yeah.
Well, and it's the same thing in baseball. It's the same thing in basketball. So at the root of what we're talking about is mental health crises that children are faced with today. It's because parents are putting undue stress. Hey, Calvin, you've got to get a straight 4-point average because I want you in Princeton. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, the kid may not be Princeton material. And so it's because you as a parent want to tell your friends. And those are undue burdens and stress that children are faced with. Now, we're talking about suburban children.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case in urban, with right. urban children.
Yeah.
But urban children, it's a matter of survival. But all of these stresses that children are going through today are brought on by adults. And in many instances, brought on by adults. And so the problem is, listen to this. Mary Oliver, a high school senior in Silver Spring area of Maryland, was on a wait list for 2 years before she finally started seeing a therapist. Children seeing therapists at these young ages. Look, man, I'm from a family of 13.
Yeah.
And we and people of
I'm
my
from a
generation
family of 10.
And people of our generation, we didn't have to see therapists.
Yeah.
So what's going on with children today that they have to see therapists? And Calvin, your thoughts?
Well, I think there are some unique pressures and that kind of thing on kids these days. But I also would like to point out that mental health awareness and care wasn't really existent back then. So probably a lot of kids were going undiagnosed and untreated. Yeah.
And I will say this, there was always a stigma. I mean, it still exists today, but there was always a stigma. And, you know, like in the Irish world where I'm from, it was like, if you're not bleeding, there's nothing wrong with you. And so, you know, we have a mental health history in my family. And so, and that's the other thing too, is the affordability and the accessibility of good mental health. Everybody, you, me, anyone could benefit from some good mental health therapy.
So
but it's so darn expensive. It's so darn inaccessible.
I don't disagree with the fact that there's some stressors in the society that I think always existed.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, we live in a society that puts these pressures on children. And unfortunately, a lot of times those things come from, again, from home.
Yeah.
Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. 844-967-2789. How America is grappling with its teen mental health crisis. We're not grappling, we're failing monumentally. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 55. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 38 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Turning much warmer Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your views on this because it is clearly a crisis in this country. And that's the fact that children are grappling with mental health crises. It's across the board. It doesn't matter how economically well off the family is or whether or not they're destitute, the stresses in this nation that are put on children are causing them mental crises that they've got to deal with. And some of them are handling them via, you know, drugs and alcohol. And at the root of all of it is the fact that we have a society that has not prepared itself to deal with the mental crises of children. And so, you know, it takes a year or two before, even if your child is suffering, to even get a chance to see a psychiatrist to be able to sit down and have these dialogues with. Don Brown is here. My colleague is here with us.
Hello, Earl.
And it's good to have him back in the studio. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government.
Hey, Tom.
And we must never forget that.
Hey, Tom, good topic, right?
Yep. Great topic. Because you know what? Here's the situation. Just like I said before, the biggest lie in this country is that we love our children. People love maybe their individual child, but they don't love all the children. If they did, we would have all the problems that we have.
That's true.
With guns in school, or guns, period, that are AR-15s. If you really cared about your child, you would have laws that have already changed all that. Also, in terms of, you know, when I was in school, we had public education that was strong. And on top of that, we had basketball, we had football, we had those things. It was in the school. Now it's all these leagues. Now it's, again, I'm going to use it. Maybe these individual parents think they're doing something good for their kids, but they have, you know, they're trying to get them ready for survival of the fittest. I don't know if that's what it is. Also, you have these parents that never could do it themselves in school, so they're living through their children, mm-hmm. And instead of dropping their ego at the door and being like, okay, I'm teaching this to my child to be a productive member of a community and society, it's more about me, 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 me. I mean, you got coaches. I saw in the NCAA where you had coaches that were afraid of the players. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I don't know. When I coach and when I've coached, what I've said to everyone is, you know what?
Have fun.
This is about the game of life. This is about the game of life. It's about, you know what? You screw up on one play, you got another one coming at you the next play. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's about giving it 110%. It is about the commitment of staying with the sport. But it's not about me. It's not about if I win or if, as a parent, if I was a parent, about me winning. It should be about the kid having fun. I mean, winning is fun. There's no doubt about it. But the thing is, also just the process, the preparation, you know, but you have all these examples. You have examples of, you know, people that play for the Green Bay Packers that don't play in the preseason because they don't want to. You have, you know, people that are kids that say, I'm already the best. I don't need to be on there. I mean, that's where the selfishness comes in with sports. And sports should be about community.
So, Tom, your father was
about all five players.
Your father was a high school coach, and so they always said, man, you last thing you wanted to do was come up under a father who was a coach. But
it's tough.
And
yeah, it'd be much better.
But going back to those days and those times and looking at what is taking place now in sports, man, it's like day and night. And I know when I played football and so there was not all of this pressure coming from my parents that that I should.
It's all mini training camp for the next level.
Well, yeah.
You know? And the thing is, and again, if we go back to our original, you know, thesis of the fact that people are making about $60,000 a year to family, then what you're looking at is taxes $16,000, mortgage $16,000. Medical $16,000, and childcare $16,000. Okay, so there you got $64,000 in the hole before you've even paid for your student loans. Even before now, you have league sports on top of it that you have to be keeping up with the Joneses, or you have to. People can't do it. People are going to have nervous breakdowns all over.
Well, my thing is the children. The children are facing mental crises in this country, and we as a country are not addressing it. Okay?
And children right now and worried about getting shot up.
Yeah, so children grow up to be adults. If we don't address the issues that children are faced with when they're young, they grow up to be adults who have these issues. And I don't have to tell you.
Yep.
The impact that has down the road. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.
The man accused of gunning down five people in Texas after they complained about noise is now in custody. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers.
Accused killer Francisco Oropesa's time on the run ending with an anonymous call at 5:15 p.m. local time Tuesday. About an hour after that call came in, officers descending on the home belonging to an Oropesa family member. Border Patrol, Texas State Troopers, and U.S. Marshals went inside. It marked the end of an urgent manhunt that began late Friday. Authorities now hoping his arrest brings relief.
A shooting at a school in Serbia's capital of Belgrade has left eight children and a security guard dead and several other students and a teacher wounded. Police say a 14-year-old student brought his father's gun to school and opened fire. Members of the Writers Guild are on strike, fighting for better residual payments and work guarantees in the
age of streaming.
You're
listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. Voss telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, if they want to increase their funding, they have to show they can prioritize things to grow the economy, not grow the racial divide, unquote. Voss says the offices are a waste of taxpayer dollars. A change in mortgage fees may hurt first-time home buyers with good credit. The adjustments made Monday by the Federal Housing Finance Agency aims to make it easier for first-time home buyers with lower credit and less money to put down. The result is those with higher credit scores won't benefit from the best rates and the best terms. First-time buyers across the board seeing an increase in the amount they're paying for their homes in part because of these changes. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, you know, we finally get some up-to-date information on why, one of the main reasons Tucker Carlson was fired. And for people who still want to support this man, you really have to look at yourself in the mirror. And the fact that this man lost his job, the fact that there are other people who still support him, and there are people waiting in line to put him back on the air, says a lot about where this nation is and why we face so much separation in this country. Here's a man that's a hero to many people in this country. And listen to this. This is 2023. This is not 1954. This is not 1940. You know, this is not 1963. This is 23. This is Tucker Carlson. This part of the information that came out for why he was fired. A couple of weeks ago, Tucker Carlson, the hero to some in this audience. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living excrement out of him. He didn't use the term excrement. It was 3-1. At least jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I find myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. Okay? This is Tucker Carlson, the hero to many on the right and many in this audience. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. Now, it's not you becoming something you don't want to be. We know who you are. Many of us have known it from the first time we heard you speak. But you weren't becoming something you didn't want to be. The fact was that who you were was being exposed. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep, he didn't know the kid from Adam, is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, so you despise the kid, this young, and you referred to him as a kid. You referred to the men who were beating the kid as men. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally, you hate him. Why? What did he do to you? Well, he's an Antifa guy. Oh, okay. So that's reason you hate him. This great guy, Tucker Carlson. This guy that's looked up to by millions, tens of millions of people across this nation in 2023. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despises what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally. You hate him personally. You don't even know him. But you hate him. The star of Fox News, the star of white nationalism in this nation. He was on every night and spewed that hatred before the world. And that was accepted in 2023. He hated him personally. For what? If I knew him, I hated him. Didn't even know him. I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. He was gloating over the man being beaten by three people. What a coward. What a lowlife urchin. that Tucker Carlson is the hero to many of you in this listening audience. And that's the kind of person who is held up as somebody who's a great person. He said these words, not me. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid. Oh, you did. It finally came to you. A human being. Well, a supposed human being. Because certainly the things you were saying had nothing to do with humanity. It had everything to do with the mindset of a beast. Because human beings who have compassion or the capacity to have compassion was not exhibited in this statement. And this is just one that was caught because he was so brazen that he could put this on paper and pass it around. He knew that he had so many followers and that Fox News was going to support this, which they did for all the years that he was there. They knew what kind of man he was. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid and would be crushed if he was killed. Oh, that's the human side of this beast called Tucker Carlson. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Well, let me answer the last part of that. You aren't better. There's nothing good about you. Because any person who has that in his mind should keep it there. But his arrogance, knowing that it would be accepted, and knowing that on a national television program, that he could have that kind of mentality. And we saw, those of us who watch Fox News, we knew that was in him. You know, they would try to mask it. But he's not alone. He's not alone. And so that's why he could be the number one talk show host in this nation. In 2023, being a flat out racist. And even though he was fired, you know, he got a golden parachute, $700 million. He's going to go somewhere else. And they say at least one third of Fox News followers are going to follow him, even in the face of this. Yeah, there's some things seriously wrong in the nation. And some of us thought we had come a long way. But this man, and the fact that Fox News gave him the platform, do you think for 1 minute, if I was spewing the kind of venom that Tucker Carlson was spewing, that I'd be on these airways for long? The answer is absolutely not. They would have knocked on the door a long time ago and I would have been gone. So why is it okay for Tucker Carlson? Why was it okay so long for Tucker Carlson? And then all the people who cried crocodile tears because Tucker Carlson was removed. And I've been reading where other conservative sites, come on with us. We want you, you know, even after this is out. They're still saying, come on. We know there's a place for you, Tucker. You know. You're a great American, Tucker Carlson. What makes you a great American? Well, because you have these views. And unfortunately, there are other people in the society who have views just like this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, and I know everybody's not like this. But, you know, when you hear this, you gotta feel something. He wanted to see an innocent person beat to death, even, you know, beaten like that, even unto being killed. Those are his words. He was hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. Tucker Carlson. He needs to go somewhere and stick his head in the sand and to never be seen again. That's what he needs to do. But we know that's not going to happen because we live in a society, we live in a world where he can say these things and he's going to wind up on his feet and he's going to continue to spew this hatred. Yeah, he hated the Antifa kid. Didn't know whether he was Antifa or not. You know. And even if the kid wore a sign saying I'm Antifa, I thought in this country you have a right to be free. But no. No. You know, I mean, this man is evil. Kill him. 844-967-2789. And, you know, whether people call or not, doesn't matter to me. I'm going to continue to talk about this because it has to be talked about. That this exists again in 2023. And not just that he was so hateful or is so hateful and so evil, but all the people who line up behind him. You know, I said before, I was 14 years old when Dr. King was moving. He impacted my life. And he talked about the good people who remained silent when people were being tortured in the land of the free and the home of the brave. In my lifetime. And then you got people like this. You know. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Nothing from nothing beat nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Oh, baby.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with
In one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 55. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 38 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Turning much warmer Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson and what was at the root of why he was fired. And not just the fact that he was fired, but we also now find out why Fox News was willing to settle with Dominion, and at the root of it was these texts that Tucker Carlson had put out. The New York Times reported last week that Fox News executives and board members were stunned after learning about highly offensive messages from Carlson. Carlson sent that were beyond the racist, inflammatory rhetoric of his primetime show. Fox lawyers uncovered the missives as they prepared for the company's defense against Dominion Voting Systems' defamation lawsuit against the media company. But senior executives only learned of them a day before the trial was set to begin. So they found out about all of these highly offensive messages and bigoted messages that Tucker Carlson was sending around. And they realized that if that information got out in the court, that they were guaranteed to lose not $780 million, but $1.6 billion. They learned this the day before the trial. It's unclear why the top brass hadn't seen the messages until the 11th hour. Regardless, the Times, citing sources familiar with Fox's internal discussions, said Carlson's texts set off a crisis and were a key point in the company's decision to settle with Dominion for $780 million and avoid a potentially embarrassing trial. So what they clearly say, stated and what they're saying is, once this information that we found out about Tucker Carlson came out, we couldn't even defend ourselves because there's no way you can defend any media outlet having somebody that under your employment that, you know, talked about the voting, you know, being inaccurate and the fact that Donald Trump legally won the election. Well, Tucker Carlson was supporting all of that. And so when they got to that point, they had to circle the wagons. And they said, this guy is a major liability. They knew it all the time. They knew who and what Tucker Carlson was. But as long as the truth didn't get out, they were going to continue with the charade. But things done in the dark will soon come to the light. And Tucker Carlson and who he is and what he stands for came to the light. And Fox News and who they are and what they stand for came to the light. And there was no choice but to fire the great Tucker Carlson. But again, the fact of the matter is he's just going to take his poison somewhere else. And there'll be people who will listen. And there'll be people who'll say, amen. I'm with you, Tucker. I agree with you. You know, ditto. Whatever it is you say. On Tuesday, the Times reported that the Fox board worried that the Carlson text could become public at the trial and added to a string of damaging revelations in the weeks leading up to the Dominion trial. The content of the message echoed in Carlson's inflammatory rhetoric on his weeknight program. Let's put Vincent on quickly. Vincent, you say what?
What I say is they had to know. The fact is, he had to send these emails and these texts to somebody, and he was basically sending them to the individuals that were on Fox News, like Sean Hannity and all these guys. And so it just remains a puzzle to me when management says they don't know this was going on all these years. It's ridiculous. They understood exactly what knew what he was. The fact is, they just loved the ratings and everything else that they were getting from Tucker Carlson. And they were going to stay with him as long as they could, and then finally all this information comes out, and they drop him like a rock. And so the individuals who called you last week and were talking about he wasn't fired, please.
Yeah.
You don't see they're on the phone now. You don't see they're on the phone now because they know this man was fired. They cut him loose like a dead duck.
You know, Vincent, what bothers me the most is he'll wind up on his feet. Somebody else is going to allow that same poison. We're in 2023, and a man can use that kind of language and rhetoric and then walk from one place to another place and be on national television spewing that kind of hatred.
Exactly, and this is the problem, is that you have those enablers out there, those people who say they're not racist or not bigot, but still support individuals like the Tucker Carlsons and the Donald Trumps out here, and then they want to sit, stand in your face and say, well, they're not racist. But if you support a racist, if you enable a racist and really don't say anything when you know exactly who they are, the fact is, I think that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
You know.
And so
go ahead.
And so the fact is that, yeah, he'll probably land on his feet somewhere, but the fact is he still will be tainted. The fact is the information, the truth does not leave. The truth is there. And so the fact is people who know the truth and can basically stand up to the Tucker Carlsons in the world, hey, man, it's nothing sweeter than that.
So listen, man, you're in my age demographic. The fact mm-hmm. that in 2023... they know this. They have this man on television. You know, doesn't that frustrate you? Doesn't that anger you that this is still alive and well?
Oh, it angers me, man. But it angers me, Earl. But you know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
the fact right. is that the fact that when Donald Trump came out, he kind of gave individuals license to come out. He gave them license for that bigotry that was buried for a long time to basically come to the surface. But even though that bigotry is coming to the surface through all these little minions in Texas, the governor in Texas, the governor in Florida, all these little minions are coming out, the fact is you cannot fight the truth. You cannot fight the facts. And so this is their problem. And so when they come on these stations and try to dispute what you say, man, it just falls hollow.
Hey Vincent, I wish I had more time, man.
Fight, brother.
Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to break. We'll be right back.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers. Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on.
The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW.